Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the US penny stock highlights for Tuesday, the 14th of July. Starting off with a repeat, Aldeira Therapeutics, just to show that it's worth following through on some of these situations now and again. Breaking of the resistance line from January around the 4.8 pence level was the cue for the technical inclusion here. And we were looking at that point then for a move to the top of a rising March trend channel at around the $6 level. We've just sort of failed so far, just short of that, slightly shy of that, and then pulled back towards $5.50. But basically, $6 still on while we hold above the 480 area. So if there is a chance of getting 480 or near that level, then that may be another technical buying opportunity. Stop loss back below the 200-day moving average, I would say at $4.60, probably the safest way forward at this stage. Next up, a stock which is a difficult one to see on this particular chart, at least initially, but if one magnifies the situation here, it looks like we've got a bounce off the floor of this rising trend channel from April, the floor of the channel around the $3.20 level, at least in terms of the stop loss, broken back above the 50-day line, the blue line there, at $3.45 and above. 3.45 at least on an end of day close basis, looking for the 200-day moving average at $4.53 initially as the target over the next, let's say, few sessions. A weekly close above the 200-day line, though, could open up Acres Biosciences for a rather bigger move up to the top of that rising channel, currently pointing up to $10.60. So a lot to look forward to potentially there from Acres Biosciences. Another repeat stock, which is worth having a look at again, as it's progressed a little bit over the intervening days, is Broadwind. Still hanging around in this little range, rather spiky range between $4 and $6. Still expecting a break to the upside, so an end-of-day close clear of 580, I suppose, which is recent resistance. Could take the shares up towards the top of the rising trend channel from back at the end of January, heading as high as $8 plus, and that could be hit as soon as the next 4 to 6 weeks, perhaps even sooner, given any reasonably quick bounce through $5.80. A situation which is new here is one which has created quite a sparkle in terms of the technicals, Boxlight Corporation. Here we had an initial spike here through $2.50. The stock sort of likes spiking up. It did that at the end of May through the 200-day line. 200-day line currently around $1.12, and at least while we're above that, looking for further significant upside. Just how far the shares could go, currently suggested by the resistance line that I'm about to draw from earlier this year. That's pointing up towards the $4 level. And really marks the top of a broadening triangle that's been in place since the beginning of the year. Ideally, I suppose if you're a cautious trader, you wait for an end-of-day close back above $2, the old May peak, before targeting up to $4 over the next or the following few weeks. Next situation, one of my favourites of the day, which is not, well, it's saying quite a lot, I suppose, given that we've got quite spiky charts here today. Break of this resistance line here for Caladrius Biosciences. That was also level with the 200-day moving average at $2.28. So above $2.28, looking for the top of that resistance line or that resistance formation from July last year, heading towards the $4 level. So above $2.20, up to $4 looks to be on the charts there for that particular situation at Caladrius. Another stock to keep an eye on over the next few sessions will certainly be Cleveland Biolabs. Here we've had an interesting pattern here with the double bounce in March and then in June on the 200-day moving average. Now that's starting to rise, as is the 50-day line, which suggests to us that at least while we're above the 50-day line, currently at 1.95, we're looking for a retest of post-January resistance between $4.50 and $5. A top of the channel there from the beginning of the year up to $6, which is the best case scenario target at the moment. Another situation which might be inspiring to would be penny stock buyers is Endurance International Group. Here we've had a break of that trend line there from the autumn of last year, from early September. That was broken around the $4.55 level, and above that, on an end-of-day close basis, we could see the stock head as high as $8.50, which is the April resistance line projection from last year. If you're cautious on the situation, maybe wait for a break of the 530 to 540 area, which was turn of the year resistance. But at this stage, at least while we're above that broken resistance line from the autumn, around the 460 level, we should be heading higher. Just a few more to go today. Most of them pretty active as well. Future FinTech, one of the most active you could probably wish to see. We broke that resistance line there in yesterday's session. That resistance line there was from way back in April last year, $2. Above that, we're looking for a July resistance line projection target as high as $5 as soon as the end of next month. And if you're cautious on this situation, maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close above that initial March peak around the $2.90 level before considering going long. We're very close to that at the moment, so let's see how we close both today, Tuesday, or on Wednesday to see how that particular situation maps out. But $5 could be on the cards if we break out successfully. Next stock to look at is Independence Contract Drilling. It's a little bit different from the other stocks in that we're not momentum, going on the momentum side here. We're actually looking for we're looking at a break of the falling wedge that's been in place since April. That was broken really around the $2.80 level. And while we're above that, looking initially for $5.20, which is the 50-day moving average area, and then after that a retest of June resistance towards $9.30. So let's see if this situation is as dynamic as it looks at the moment. Not so dynamic, but maybe a better percentage trade for traders is Liju Holdings. Here we're in the run-up to a golden cross between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages. We broke that resistance line from January, and the 200-day moving average around $1.80 at the end of, or the beginning of June, end of May, and have rallied quite strongly since then. The big setup to come forward now would be that we have an end of day or a weekly close above the old early January resistance at the $2.70 level, and above that, then we would hopefully hit that line of resistance from September last year, September 2018, in fact, and that's heading as high as $4.70. So above the $2.80 area up to $4.70, the possible target on Liju Holdings over the next 1 to 2 months. Stop loss at this stage back below 220, which is the bottom of the near-term flag for the shares. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.